This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
The first shir, the halacha shir, is I've chosen a very interesting topic. The topic is a man allowed to wear a wedding ring? Is a man allowed to wear a wedding ring? The trigger for this is a question that I got a message recently. A young man asked me this question: is he allowed to wear a ring when he gets married? And of course, there is a connection to this week's parsha, a bit of a tenuous one. Of course, in this week's parsha, Yaakov Avinu gets married. The marriages of Yaakov to Leah, to Rachel, to the other Imohos, Bilhah, Zilpah, take place in this week's parsha. So I thought it was an interesting question, and it's something which piqued my curiosity. So let's explore this in the short time that we have. What are the issues? There are three possible issues regarding a man wearing a wedding ring. The first issue is lo yilbash, a man not allowed to wear women's clothing. We'll see that it's extended beyond the actual clothing. The second issue is chukas ha'amim, for a person to sort of imitate non-Jewish practices. And the third is what's known as the double ring ceremony, where rings are exchanged under the chuppah, and that we'll see has certain halachic complications. So let's go through each one. If you've got the sheet in front of you, then please take a look. And if you haven't, email me and I'll happily send it to you, j.golka@gmail.com. j.golka@gmail.com. So the first issue, lo yilbash. The Pasuk says in Parshas Ki Tzeitzei, lo yiyeh ki geval isha v'lo yilbash gever simlas isha. An open Pasuk, the Torah tells us that a man is not allowed to wear the clothes of a woman. Why not? So Rashi and the Chinuch give reasons, the Rambam will give reasons. The Rashi's Loshon is because Leilech V'Leishev Ben Hanoshim. In other words, that if a man were to wear women's clothing, then it would facilitate easy interaction and mingling. And indeed, the way the Chinuch puts it is, if men and women were wearing the same items of clothing, Yis'arvu Elu and Elu Tomidum Leha Oret Zimah. In other words, they'll mix very, very easily. And that is a sort of an immoral slippery slope. That's perhaps the rationale. The Gemara in Nozir says, Nozir Nuntes Amud Aleph says, that it's actually extended beyond items of clothing. The Lashon of the Gemara there is, Shelo yisakein ish betikune isha. Now, what exactly does tikune isha mean? So the art scroll translates, the Gemara translates tikune isha as embellishments. And it means that it's broader than just clothing. It means makeup, it means jewelry, and it means even practices that perhaps women would do. So for example, there is a prohibition for a man to remove body hair because that is considered tikune isha, a practice of a lady. And that is covered by lo yilbash. Now, what exactly is covered by that? Are there any heterim? So there is an interesting Gemara in Nedarim. The Gemara in Nedarim, daf mem tes on the base says, the veseyu de Rabbi Yehuda, the wife of Rabbi Yehuda, Nofgas, she went out, Noktas Amra, she collected wool, Ovdo Glima de Hutvi, and she made a very thick coat called a Hutvi coat. Kad Nofgas Lashuka Michsebe, and when she went out, when the wife of Rabbi Yehuda went out to the market, she would wear this coat. Vachad Nofik Rabbi Yehuda Litzluye, and when Rabbi Yehuda went to Davin, Havamachse Omatzli, he would wear this coat, and he would wear it himself to go and Davin, a special coat for Tefillah. So the Marsha on this Gemara notes, he says, Vashminan, Afal Gav the Itasanovka Bay Lashuka, even though his wife was wearing this coat, less be mishum lo yilbash geves simlas isha, it is not caught by this prohibition of lo yilbash, tahainu dafka beget ha'osu miyuchad l'isha, because the prohibition only covers an item which is specific, which is unique for a woman. Avul beget me'il hu miyuchad l'shneim, but if you've got a coat which is unisex, which both the husband and the wife can both wear, less be mishum lo yilbash gever. And therefore, that is one interesting heter. Lo yilbash does not apply to a unisex item. So if you've got some item of clothing, maybe some sort of coat or maybe some Wellington boots or something like that, which are unisex, they're not specific for men or for women. So then that is not covered by lo yilbash. There's no violation of lo yilbash. And moreover, what about rings? Well, the Mishnah and the Gemara in Shabbos discusses that there are different rings for men and for women. And indeed, when you buy a wedding ring, the wedding ring, they're different. For men, the men's wedding ring is thicker, is heavier, is chunkier, and therefore they have bespoke rings for men and for women. And therefore it seems that it wouldn't be caught by Lo Yilbash. More than that, there is a very interesting shach. The shach says in Yeridei Simon Kuf Pei Bei Sifkot Zayin, he quotes the Bach and he says, She'ein Issa im Loivshin Kadei Lahogein B'Pnei Achama Yitzina Kriyot Sibazez Mutza. In other words, if it's worn for a very clear motive, there's no problem of Lo Yilbash. So for example, if it's worn for warmth, that a person is just very cold. Let's say, for example, you know, you're sitting at home and you've got a particular item of clothing on, a man's jumper, let's say, and your daughter, your wife wants to wear it and she's cold. That shouldn't be caught by Lo Yilbash, as the Shach says, because it's Mipnei Achama Yatzina. Or I'll give you another example. Let's say my daughter has a pink umbrella with flowers and fairies on it. I'm being very, I'm generalizing. But imagine it's pouring outside, and I left something in the car, and to save myself from getting wet, I'm going to run out with this pink fairy umbrella. So, lechora, there's no problem, because clearly I'm doing it in order to save myself from getting wet. So therefore, if it's worn for other reasons, there should be no problem. And so too, for a wedding ring, ultimately, why is the person wearing it? This young man mentioned a few reasons. He says it looks nice, and also, he's in the workplace, and it will show other people that he's married. So therefore, for Lo Yilbash, it seems quite clear there is no problem for a man to wear a wedding ring. There's no problem with Lo Yilbash. A, because there are different rings for men and women. And second of all, it's worn for other motives, perhaps to show people that he's married, etc. What about Chukas Ha'amim, the second reason? Well, that's a pasuk in Acharei Moisda. The pasuk says, "V'chukaseihem loyseleichu." Now, the Shulchan Aruch in Yeridei and Hilchas Chukas Oyv deKechavim Simen Kuf Ayin Ches in the first sif it says, "Ein holchin b'chukas Oyv deKechavim lo yilbash malbush hamiyuchud lohem." You're not allowed to wear clothes which are miyuchud, which is designated especially for non-Jewish people. So that explains the Ramon more. Ela yehem muvdul mehem b'malbush of v'shal ma'isov. That a Jewish person should wear distinct garments. We should be different and look different and act different. It only applies to those items of clothing that a non-Jewish person would wear either l'shum pritzus for some immoral purpose, but that there's no rationale why he's wearing it. Perhaps there's some sort of idolatrous background or pagan practice to it. But something which you're wearing for a very clear reason. Kugoin, shedark and shekol mishu roifem mumcha. For example, someone who's a doctor, yesh le malbish meyuchad, and he wears a special doctor's uniform. She nikabosha roifem, and that it's clear that he is therefore a doctor. Mutal lovshe, you're allowed to wear it. There'd be no problem. You'd be allowed to wear it. V'chein she'isim mishum kov deitam acher, or for some other honorary reason. And therefore, it's only a problem to wear items of clothing. Which from mitzad chukas ha'amim, if it involves pritzos or involves, there's no rationale, and there could be some pagan background reasons. But for me to wear a suit or a tie or a shirt or whatever, there's no problem because that's not caught by chukas ha'amim. And therefore, Ramosha Feinstein says in Evan Ezra Chelik Dalet Siman Lamed Beis Ois Beis Nir Lani Vestaiti De Lo Shayech Les Daleka Acher Maisa Nisuin Chok Etzel Akum Sheilech Ish Betabas. There's no rule that non-Jewish people have got to wear these rings. There's no issue of chukas ha'amim, and therefore it's rak l'noil ba'alma, and therefore there's no problem with chukas ha'amim. So far the two first concerns of lo yilbash and chukas ha'amim seem to have been discounted. The third problem is perhaps the most difficult, and that is, when is the ring being given? If the ring is being given under the chuppah, what's known as a double ring ceremony, in other words, the husband gives the wife the ring, and then in turn, she gives one back to him, then you've got a very interesting halachic problem. Because how does Kiddushin work? Kiddushin works, the first Mishnah in Kiddushin says, the Toisha Niknis Bekesef Beshtar Vabia. One of three ways, and the way we do it nowadays, is that the man, the husband, gives the wife something of value. Nowadays, we do a ring. So he gives her something of value, and that affects the transaction. That affects the Kinyan, the Kiddushin Ischal. If she were to give him back something, then perhaps they're just exchanging, or perhaps it negates the whole concept. So Rabbi Soloveitchik, Rabbi Yosha Ben Soloveitchik said that a double ring ceremony is actually invalidates the kiddushin. Why? Not because that there's like a transaction, he's giving her something, she's giving him something, and it negates itself, but rather it just shows a total lack of understanding of how kiddushin works. And therefore you're lacking da'as, and therefore the kiddushin is no good. However, Moshe Feinstein says that the kiddushin is valid. And if you take a look in Igros Moshe, the last box on the page, the Moshe has two tshuvas, and he says in Even Ha'ez Chelik Gimel Siman Yud Ches, this is his lashon. B'dova elu she'achas she'achosin kiddush b'tabas esakala. After the husband gives the chosin, gives the kala a ring. Nos nagam hakala la'achosin tabas. If she then gives him a ring, v'omra, and she says, Hareini mekudesh es lach, I am betrothed to you. She sort of imitates his expression of Hareini mekudesh es li. Oy atu mekudesh li, or something similar. Vada li'in ha'kiddushin, in respect of kiddushin, ma'acha shekva niskad shekadin hem kiddushin gemurin. Once he gives her the ring and he says Hareini mekudesh es li betabazu, then it's done. The kiddushin is chal, it's in effect. And therefore, mashagam hi nosen, what she does afterwards, he says, it's nonsense, it's nothing, it doesn't undo what he did. But Rav Moshe says, also lasos came, one should avoid doing this, shom negata din teira, etc. And therefore one should avoid it. And there could be a kilkul, there could be misunderstanding, it could lead to other problems. But lemaisa, actually the kiddushin is valid. But he ends off in the next truth, which I've quoted, he says, Yirei Hashem, ein las, ein le, so it's not osa, mechua hu Yirei Hashem. It's considered an undesirable thing. So there we have it, three possible issues. Yilbash chukas ha'amim and the kiddushin, the issues of kiddushin, the double ring ceremony. The first two seem to have been discounted because lo yilbash is not a problem. Even though lo yilbash extends beyond clothes and expands to jewelry and other practices, it doesn't seem to be a problem, A, because it only applies to things which are specific for women. And therefore, if he's wearing a ring which is bespoke for a man, therefore that wouldn't be a problem. And furthermore, the Shach says that if it's worn for other motives, for example, to show other people that he is married, that wouldn't be a problem. So lo yilbash we're not worried about. Chukas ha'amim, again, doesn't involve pritzus or darkei emori and things like that. And therefore, Moshe says there's no problem with chukas ha'amim. The kiddushin double ring ceremony seems to be the big issue. And therefore, for a man to wear it afterwards, for the kala, for the wife to give the man the ring at a later point, maybe during the Sheva Brachas, maybe in the Yichud Rum, maybe whenever, but not under the chuppah, then the chora, that would be okay. Again, Rav Moshe says that it's not Yirei Hashem, it's Mechua, etc. But I heard a very good shir on this by Rav Arya Leibowitz, and he quoted Rav Herschel Schecht and Rav Mordechai Willig, the two big postmen of YU, of America, that they both said that that whilst there may be some halachic concerns, what I've just outlined, that the benefits may outweigh them. In other words, if a person is working in the wider world, and it will sort of give some sort of barrier, and it will be a very clear statement that he is married, then if that helps in that respect, then those benefits will outweigh any potential halachic concerns, which there aren't really, certainly if they're given after the chuppah, there wouldn't really be a problem. Rabbi Leibowitz added, interestingly, that when he was in Eretz Yisrael, he went to see Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein, the famous Pesuk of Bnei Brak, the son of Rabbi Yashav, and Rabbi Leibowitz was asked to be an aide at a chuppah where there was going to be this double ring ceremony. Now, if Rabbi Leibowitz would have asked Rabbi Yashav Ben Soloveitchik, he said, well, look, this is an invalid kiddushin, therefore don't be involved in it, presumably. But and Rav Moshe would say that it's a valid kiddushin, but mechua hadava, etc. He asked Rav Zilberstein, and Rav Zilberstein responded, "Lo na'im aval muta." It's not a good thing to do. You shouldn't do it, but aval muta it is technically allowed. So, is a man allowed to wear a wedding ring? The answer is that there is no issue really of lo yilbash, no problem of chukas ha'amim. And if the ring is not exchanged under the chuppah itself, it would seem to be okay. And there's a rationale why a man might want to wear one. And sometimes the practical benefits, therefore, may outweigh any halachic considerations. But Rabbi Willig noted that even if a person does want to, that would explain why he would wear it at work. But if come Shabbos, he should take it off, or can take it off, or in the evenings, or something like that. But those are some of the considerations about a man wearing a wedding ring.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.